Amen. Well, we're waiting for the call to be muted so it can be uninterrupted, and we thank you all for joining us on the Master's Morning Call this morning. Even if you hadn't had a chance to say your name, we still welcome you with the warmest of kingdom greetings, and we're just so excited that you decided to give God your all by starting your day with him. So, Father, we thank you. We thank you for the ability for us to be able to call in this morning to be seated and spiritually blessed. We thank you, Father, for all you have done, despite how it looks in the natural, Father, Lord God, because we know that when you put that super before the natural, all is possible, all is well. We may have unemployment going on. We may have evictions going on. We may have heartbreak going on. We may have children going to the left and to the right and all over, Father, Lord God. We may have friends that might backstab us. We may have an empty back office. We may have no gas in our car. We may have nosy neighbors, but Father, Lord God, we know that when you put the super before the natural, all those tests become testimonies. Amen. So we thank you for all you have done. We thank you for the turnaround. We thank you for the ability for us to take it to the cross. We thank you for watching over us while we're grieving over lost loved ones. We thank you for giving us that Jehovah Shalom when our family and friends are in the hospital. We thank you for all the protection that you have given to us. And we take this call to the cross because we know, God, that this call is what we need. We now cast and bind the enemy down to the fiery pit. You have no place here, Satan. You are trespassing. So we command you to go back down because you have no room on this call. We are breathing clarity. We are breathing success with this call. We are speaking to the airways and the byways, and we touch and agree that there will be no interruption. There will be no static. There will be no disconnection. There will be no confusion for this call and all calls. Father God, we thank you for all you have done this morning just by breathing air in our lungs and waking us up this morning. We thank you so much for the many blessings that you are giving to us, those seen and unseen. And we thank you for all that are calling into the Master's Morning Call, starting your day with you. In Jesus' precious name we pray, amen and amen. Thank you so much for calling in. I am now turning the call over to our host. Have a great day.
Thank you so much, Minister LaShawn. Thank you so much for greeting the people. And I, too, want to say good morning to each and every one of you. My name is Robin Wilson, and I'm here in New Jersey. Welcome to the Master's Call. Welcome, welcome, welcome. And we are so glad because of Jesus, who finished the work on the cross. He has given us victory, and we are victorious in and through him. And because of this call, we learn more about our Master. We go forward and we impart the word of God about our Master, and we watch him work in us and through us in the lives of others. This call was founded by Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, two powerful women of God, anointed by God, heard his voice, came forward with the mission statement, which is to enrich, to enhance, and to empower believers as they begin their day. And that's exactly what we do. We are being enriched. We are being empowered. We are being changed. We are being enhanced as we go forward. And we stand on Psalm 88:13. And that scripture reads, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you. I will not start my day without loving my Lord. He is the love of my soul." So I start the day off praying for him, praying to him, and thanking him for who he is. And I know my family does the same. So we are glad that we have this scripture that we can stand on. And we're glad that you're here with us, to our family members and to visitors. We have an email address for you. Feel free to send us any type of request. If you just want to give us a shout out, if you have a praise report, and I'm saying glory to God because Joni's blood is normal. So if she wanted to let us know more about that, she would send that to our email address. And that email address is themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. We have a website for you, friends and family, and it is themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. Every single message has been archived from the first day, which was back in 2010 on October 25th. You can share those messages with your friends. You can download them. Listen to them over and over. They are life-changing, and it's the Word of God, and we know that's meat, and that's food, and we eat that, we receive it, and we continue to grow. And just as it was mentioned, we have the super placed on our natural, and thank you for that, Lord. And if it wasn't for the Diaz de Leon family, we may not even know about Artists International. Many of us are distributors. And Artists International is a Christian health and wellness company. And the Diaz de Leon family is sold out to the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings. And I am so glad because I don't like to be unequally yoked. So glory to God. And we thank God for the Diaz de Leon family. So without further ado, what I am going to do is just share a little bit with you about our host. I'm sorry, not the host, our speaker, and she is one of the hosts also. But she's a powerful young woman of God, and I am so proud of her. God is using her. God is strengthening her. God is just teaching her more and more about who she is in him. And she is rising up, and she's speaking the word, and she's imparting it in the lives of others. And it's so good when you know that you're teachable. And that's what we are on this call. So Minister Tammy, she's a mother of three beautiful daughters. She's also a proud sister and an aunt. She's a devoted servant of the Lord. And she is a faithful member of the Bible Way Church of Atlas Road in South Carolina. She also serves on the women's ministry. She's a board member of the Bible Way Scholarship Committee. And as I mentioned, she loves the Lord, she loves the Word, and God is teaching her and stretching her, as Mother Eagle always say, to each one of us. So at this time, I want to say, Minister Tammy, are you there? Please come forward.
Good morning, my spiritual mother. Good morning to you, Minister Robin. I am here. Praise the Lord. Thank God for you this morning, and I am so delighted to say that I am here. So blessed to be here a part and to be a part of the Master's Call, and so humble. The things that you say are just so wonderful, and I know that you mean them with all your heart. And just want to say good morning to everyone here on the Master's Call. Again, it's just such a blessing and an honor that the Lord has chosen me to give you a word from him on today. We always want to give respect and pay respect to our founders, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, our Mother Eagle, as she is called. She is a wonderful woman of God, and I'm so grateful to the Lord who knows just what to do. Amen. And to Dr. P.K. Roberts, also to our other founder of the Master's Call. These women of God are just living epistles, if you will, and they are the example that God wants us to live by. And so I thank God as we go before his throne this morning, also for all of you, of course, on the Master's Call, the listeners, any of you that are new, welcome to the Master's Call. Any of you that are faithful listeners, we also say good morning to you. So thank God as we go before his throne of grace this morning with all hearts clear and ready to receive what thus says the Lord this morning. Father God, I present myself humble to you this morning. Lord, I present myself willing and able, Father, as a vessel for your use. Father, I thank you, Lord, for your faithfulness, that, Lord, that you have picked me for this day to give a word that is in season. Father, that you have picked me today to give a word to your people to bless them, Lord God, to see them through this time, Lord God, a word of hope, a word of endurance, a word of wisdom, Lord God. Let your Holy Spirit speak through me today. Father, I thank you for the anointing that is upon my life. I thank you, Lord God, for the glory of the Lord being here and for your presence being in my midst. Father, I thank you for this call. I thank you for your faithfulness, Lord God. Now I ask you, Lord God, to anoint my tongue to use the words that you would have me to use. Father, to speak clearly, Lord God. Oh, God, I thank you that I represent you and not myself. In Jesus' holy and precious name, I give you all glory, Lord. I give you all the honor and all the praise. Amen, amen, and amen. So I want to say again that I'm so honored to come before you, and the Lord is just an awesome God, and every day he just never ceases to amaze me, just from one moment to the next. He's such a faithful God. Not only that, he's a strategic God, and he knows exactly what he's doing. Amen. I have learned to just trust him with my life. And he has said that not only is he a faithful God, but he loves the faithful. So this morning when I got up, the Lord has been dealing with me, as Minister Robin said, that he has been changing me and transforming me. And over this past year that I've been listening to the call, and it is so awesome to see the change that the Lord has made in my life and the transformation that I've gone through. And last month when I got up to speak, the Lord was just saying to me that it's testimony time. And I said, well, Lord, you know, what exactly does that look like? Because, you know, I have a lot of promises before you and a lot of prayers that I've asked for. And the Lord said that you've received those. He had me to give away one of my prayer books that has helped me so much. And I bless Dr. Cindy Trim for the work that she has done. And not to give her notoriety because I don't know her personally, but I just thank God for other women like that, like Dr. Vanessa and Dr. Trim and Dr. PK, who can hear the voice of God and who are just not fearful, but they go through and they do what the Lord has called them to do. So when the Lord told me to give the book away, he said to me that all these prayers have been answered. He said, these prayers have been answered. And then I said, oh, my God, do you know what kind of prayers are in that book? These are prayers about overcoming. These are prayers about salvation. These are prayers about freedom. These are prayers about new businesses, new insight, theological insight, understanding the word of God, helping others come to the throne. These are prayers that are about bringing others to freedom and coming out of bondage and coming out of jokes and just wonderful, amazing things that only the Lord can do. So when he said to me, you have had all of these prayers answered. Now it's time for you to get some new prayers. I said, hallelujah, glory to God. I began to give him thanks, you see, because I trust his word and I trust him that he is faithful to me. So as we're looking at what does the Lord mean and what is he saying, this morning when I got up, I said, okay, Lord, as usual, I seek your face in the morning, and I need to know what you want me to do. And I said, Lord, I trust you with my life, and I trust you with the word that you want to come from me. And at first, we went to Luke, and he was showing me about, you know, how salty are you? And I thought that's what I would talk to you about today, because in this part of Luke in 25, I was in the book of Luke, and I was looking at 25 through 35, and I believe that it was in chapter 14. And the Lord was saying that, you know, this is the cost. Basically, Jesus was teaching about the cost of being a disciple. So I was reading that 25 through 35, and I was looking at that, and I said, well, Lord, certainly, I have certainly learned what it means to take up your cross and to be a disciple of the Lord. You've got to give up yourself. You've got to allow yourself to die daily, amen? And the Lord took me to that for a reason. And then when I began to come on the call, I heard Minister LaShawn say that today is take up your cross Tuesday. And I said, well, hallelujah, thanks for the confirmation. But when I opened the Bible, the Lord said, uh-uh, we're not going to even go there today. He said, I got a new word for you. I want you to tell them about the faithful few. He says, I want them to know about the book of remembrance. And so the title that we're going to go with today is the faithful few. Amen. The Lord wants you to know about the faithful few. This is in Malachi. This is in Malachi, the third chapter, and this is going to be verse 16 and 17. So it's going to be Malachi 3, 16 and 17 for the scripture reference that we're going to use today, the faithful few. Amen. What the Lord gave me is here in this book, the book of remembrance. Is it a real book in terms of a physical book, a spiritual book? It's a book of remembrance where the Lord is going to remember you. He says in 16, then those who feared the Lord spoke to one another, and the Lord gave attention and heard it. And a book of remembrance was written before him for those who fear the Lord and who esteem his name. They will be mine, says the Lord of hosts, on the day that I prepare my own possession, and I will spare them as a man spares his own son who serves him. And verse 18 will give you, so you will again distinguish between the righteous and the wicked, between one who serves God and one who does not serve him. Hallelujah. So as I read this, I said, well, Lord, I thank you for this because it allows you to know that if God teaches us about coming into his own, coming into his presence and allowing yourself to be molded and shaped and transformed for the body of Christ, that he says he is going to remember you. There is a book of remembrance, amen? For those who know him, you will become his own. And he wants you to know that everything that you sacrifice in this life, amen, that you give up in the earthly possessions, amen, you will gain a life of Christ. So we talk about giving up your cross and coming to the Lord, and what does that mean, dying to self? The Lord is saying that you must put my kids first. You must put my commandments first. There are certain things that I require of you, and many of us are familiar with the book of Malachi because we learn about the scriptures, and we like to quote the scripture that tells us that God will open the windows of heaven, amen, and pour out a blessing. But the Lord says that, what did I tell you about that? You've got to know all of the promises of God so that the devil will not rob you. You must know my word, amen. He wants you to be aware of what his promises are because he is faithful. He is faithful to do them. But there are the faithful few who will remember, who will be remembered in the book of remembrance. And those are the ones who keep his word. Those are the ones, amen, who he has three things that he is asking of, that you turn from your ways, the wrong ways of living that we are in today. He says that there is so much selfishness in the land. This has been verified by other prophets, even Dr. Vanessa, that we are in a time of judgment, amen, and that we have to not be afraid to bring the word as God gives it to us, because he doesn't want you to come to him and say, well, nobody told me, Lord. Well, I thought that I was doing right, but now I can't have all the treasure because you didn't follow all of the commandments, my child. But the Lord is saying that we have to do certain things because the faithful few will be remembered in the book of remembrance. So the Lord was saying to me that there is a commitment that you have to make, that God deserves your best. And that's what he was asking the people in Malachi. He was letting them know that I have done things for your fathers. Amen. He said that I have bought them out. I have been a faithful God. Not only have I been a God of faithfulness, I have preserved you. I have brought you out of captivity. I have allowed you to go into captivity. I have pruned you. I have committed judgments on you, but I have also brought you out. I have slain your enemy. I have turned their hearts in your favor. I have allowed you to go into a promised land. I have brought you out and taken you in. He says that I require of you to remember my promises, but remember my commandments, because the faithful few, they will be mine. The faithful few, those I will remember when it's time, when my son comes into this earth again. Those are the ones whose names will be written in the book of the Lamb. Those are the ones who will receive their heavenly treasure. Amen? Those are the ones who will receive all of the things that I have for them. Those faithful few, amen, those are the ones that he will remember in his book of remembrance. The Lord is saying that we should welcome his refining process in our lives. So the pruning process that we've been taught about before, and those things that we have to remove ourselves from, our daily lusts and our daily desires and our lust for money and power and just to have control. And God says, when you give me control, and then the world doesn't look the same to you. When you give me control, you don't worry about the light bill being paid. When you give me control, you don't worry about not having your own car. Amen. Because I'll ride you around in somebody else's car. Amen. And what is the glory of that? You say, well, it's not my own. But the Lord says, but you don't pay the bill. The Lord says, but you don't have the responsibility. When you needed a battery, I sent it. When you needed a job, I sent someone. When you needed food, I gave it to you. When you needed water, I provided it. Your utilities got paid, didn't it? You don't have to worry about your phone bill because my angels are keeping it on. And then he says the internet bill is still running. Your kids do their homework every day. And then the brand new coat was given. The brand new shoes were given. So we have everything that we need. And then the faithful few. And then the Lord says the faithful few will be remembered. Those are the ones that he cares for. Those are the ones who will be in the book of remembrance. Amen. He says, when you turn down your plate and fasting, when you do this because you love me, when you do this not for your own reward, but to pray for your other sister, to pray for your brother. Amen. The Lord says, I remember that. I will remember that even when you give a drink to a thirsty child. Don't look to that person to repay you. He says that you are doing unto me when you do these things. He teaches us in Matthew about giving unto others. The Lord says the faithful few, they will be remembered. So the Lord wants you to know that surely, surely he will open up the windows of heaven. He will give you the desires of your heart for those who delight themselves in him. As the word tells us, he will do it. But what does he require? He requires us to die to ourselves. He requires us to give our life to him, to give him total control, to seek his face in prayer and fasting, but to seek him in spirit and truth. Not to go and do lip service to him. He's saying that this is time out for that. My judgment is coming. The day is upon you. You must understand, my children, that I love you and I want to bring you all home with me. But I require certain commitments of the faithful few. And then the treasures that you have here on earth are nothing compared to what I have prepared for you in heaven. Lay up our mansions. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I thank you, Lord God. He has so much for us, but he's saying that we have to be willing to be the faithful few, amen? We
we have to be willing to claim his name wherever we go, on our job. We have to be that salt of the earth, that preservative that he's called us to be. He has allowed us to have victory over the enemy, but we are so smitten by our situation. We are so overcome by our circumstances, but the Lord allows us to be tried, to be tested. For the trying of ourselves, our testimonies come from this. We become pure. We become more endurant. We become more determined to get the prize, to keep going towards the high mark of the calling of God. That is our purpose, is to be living a life for Christ, is to be determined to make it to the end, to be determined to run this race and see what treasures he has for you. But he says you don't have to wait until eternal glory. The faithful few will have it now. He says when you give up your earthly treasures and you follow me, and then I will bless you in the life where you are, and then I will take care of your needs. So the job that was lost, don't worry, my sister. He says, I have you. For those who are waiting for their healing, he says, you claim that word that I have already given you. Remember before you went into the storm, as the pastor said on Sunday, the word that preceded the storm. God is always faithful to give you direction. Amen. Before the time comes, you will always have received the word from him so that you know that you're going to the other side. Before Jesus got into the boat, he said to the disciples, let us go to the other side. He didn't say, maybe we'll go. He didn't say, possibly we'll go. He said, let us go to the other side. So whatever Jesus brings you to, amen, he's always going to bring you through it. He wants you to know, but that the faithful few, amen, those who will give up their tithe, those who will help a brother and sister in need, those who will give up themselves daily, who will die and take up their cross, Lord God, who will deny themselves and come unto Jesus and take up what his matter is with the world, those are the faithful few who will remember and will be remembered in his book of remembrance. Amen. The Lord is calling us to look after one another. The Lord gave me a great revelation as I was in the store one day. And again, I told you that he said, this is a time of testimony. The things which I give you, Lord God, he said, the things which I give you in darkness, that you must spread them to the word. You must give them to the world. You must allow others to know that these things that I reveal to you, that he has made this world in a clever way. He has made it so that we're dependent one on another. I said, well, God, this is amazing that you've done this thing today. I went into the store, amen. I tried to get something from the shelf. I stood there and reached for it, and I couldn't get it. The Lord said, you will ask for help in this situation. I said, well, there's a man down here. He looks like me. Maybe I'll ask him. No. The Lord said, not him. I waited for just a second to see what the Lord would do. Another man came around the corner, but he didn't look like me. But I said, okay, this is the one that I must ask for the help. So I said, sir, could you please reach for me these crackers on the top shelf? They're out of my reach, and I just need a little bit of help. He says, well, sure, I'll get them for you. Where are they? So I pointed them out, and he reached up to get them. And as he did that, the man said, oh, that's no problem. I thanked him for it, and he went on his way. And as he went on his way, the Lord gave me a revelation right then and there. He said, now, this life was spared today. Because this man was willing to help you, he didn't have a heart attack was waiting for him. His life was spared because he was able to help you. He was willing to help you, and in his helping you, he helped himself, amen, to avoid a situation that was coming up for him. By the time I left out of the store, I was praising the Lord so hard just to understand what he's saying. He said, I made you to be dependent on one another. I made you so that no man would think that he's greater than the other. I made you to take care of one another. Amen. The faithful few who will stand up at any time, who will keep my Sabbath day, who will bring their tithes, who will give to their brother, who will care for them, and I shall supply your need. Those are his promises. The faithful few, he said, I will remember on that day. Those will be called my own. Hallelujah. And when I come into my kingdom, hallelujah, the Father will know you. The Father will accept you. The Father will open up the windows of heaven and pour you out blessings that you won't have room enough to receive. So do not fear, my children, as you go forward. Do not fear the judgments coming in the land, because the faithful few shall be cared for by the Lord. Every need that you have, he said, he shall supply. He will delight, he will give you the desires of your heart when you delight yourself in him. The faithful few, he said, that love me, that keep my commandments. The faithful few, they will be remembered in the book of remembrance. Amen. The Lord is wanting you to go through your process, but there is no room for pride. Amen. The Lord is saying that I am here. I am your shield. I am your refuge. I am your fortress. I have given my angels charge over you. Amen. So have no fear as you go forward. Be the salt of this earth. Be the light of the world. Wherever you are, shine like the city that I have made you to be. But the faithful few, those will be the ones who will be known by the Lord. They will be mine, says the Lord of hosts. Amen. So I bless you with the word of the Lord on today.
And I'll turn the call back over to Minister Robin. Thank you.
Glory to God. Thank you so much, Minister Tammy, the faithful few. Each one of us, we need to make sure we go back and spend time with the Lord to make sure we are one of those faithful few. Glory to God. I am going to bring our prayer request forward. I will also share with you our motivational call phone number immediately following the prayer request, and then Minister Tammy, I'll pull you forward so you can give us our benediction. Father, it is so true that according to you, your word, it will not return void unto you. We thank you because your word is forever settled in heaven. Your word is settled regarding healings, Lord. Your word is settled, Father, regarding finances, strength. So right now, I lift up your people to you, Father. I lift up those, Lord God, who know you and who have called out to you in that secret place. Eddie, Lawrence, Evangelist Gwen, Father, Sarah, Deacon Fred Harrington, Lord God, Gary West, Joni, Miss Ina, Miss Lucille, Father God. I thank you, Father God, for Dr. PK. I thank you for Deacon Mildred, Rosalyn Hayes, Gary Hayes, Beverly Malone, Iris Cormier, Father. I lift up Sean, Jessica, Mother Josie, Papa Preston, Mr. Richard, Mr. Neil, Ricky, Garrett, Beverly Malone, Christine, Ronnie, and Susan. Lord, they are not conformed to this world. They have been transformed by the renewing, Lord God, of their mind and their word. They know you, Father. They can do all things through Christ because you are their strength. They will not fear because you've not given them a spirit of fear, but of love, power, and a sound mind, Father. So, Lord, we rejoice with them. We rejoice, Father, knowing that they are victorious no matter what circumstance they may be going through. But we know that a joyful heart is good medicine, so we speak that over your people, Father. They do not have a crushed spirit, Father, because that will dry up their bones. They are trusting in you with all of their heart, Father God. Hallelujah. Their mind is set on you, Father God. They are victorious in you. They are strong in you. Their hope is in you. You are renewing their strength. They are rising up with wings like eagles. They are running and they are not fainting. They will not grow weary in well-doing, Father. So I thank you, Lord, that your grace is so sufficient for them. And in their weakness, Father God, you have made them strong because of the anointing that is on them, Lord God. So they will go and they will rejoice. They will not fear. They will speak your word. They believe your word, Father God. And with long life, they will live showing you their salvation in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray it, I believe it, I decree it, and it is so over their lives and the circumstances in the name of Jesus. And at this time also, family, I want to go ahead and give you Godmother Dorothy Cook's motivational call number. It's immediately following this call. The number is 530-881-1300. The PIN code is 539-598-POUND. Get on the call. Find out more about our awesome company. Evangelist Gwen is a mighty, victorious, healthy, healed woman of God, and she has a website, and it is www.fillabottlesavealife.com. She sows into this ministry with the word of God. Let's sow into her life by giving her a seed so she can continue to purchase the health nutrients that are assisting her with walking victorious in Christ Jesus. Minister Tammy, will you please come forward and give us the closing remarks? Thank you so much.
Amen. Thank you, Minister Robin. Father God, as we come before your throne, Lord, as we prepare to lead this call, Lord, and to begin our day, Father God, we thank you, Lord, for your presence on this line. Father, I thank you for your faithfulness, for your word on today. Father, I thank you that it has been a blessing to someone's heart. Lord, I thank you that you will remember us, Lord, the faithful few, Father God, who are not afraid to declare your name everywhere that they go. Father, give them the courage. Lord God, give them the strength to take up their own cross, Father God, and bear the cross of Jesus, to follow you, Lord God. Let them be the salt of the earth, Father, that you've made them to be, and the light, Lord, as they go out. Father, I thank you that there's no harm that can come to them because there is no weapon formed against them that can prosper. Father, I thank you that you're faithful to provide every need, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for the promises that you've given. I thank you for the blood that covers all, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for your faithfulness to forgive us of our sins, Lord God. I thank you, Lord, for remembering your children, Lord God, on that final day. Lord, I thank you for the word that we have received on this day. I ask you to bless each person, Father God, under the sound of my voice as they go out, Lord God. Your angels have taken charge over them that no harm will come to them on this day. In Jesus' holy and precious name, until we meet again, we say bless the Lord at all times. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. We love you, and we will hear you on the call tomorrow. Bye-bye, and have a blessed day.